Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday the 8th of April. This week, financial markets are likely to obsess over the headline rate of US consumer price inflation, which is due for release on Wednesday. To put so much emphasis onto a single data series is unwise, and to focus attention onto the headline figures rather than looking in at the detail is even more foolhardy. But this is the legacy of US Federal Reserve Chair Powell's 2022 policy errors. Elevating the importance of consumer price inflation and the headline rather than the detail has ironically downgraded the importance of market-driven prices. So much of this inflation measure is determined by abstract fictional prices calculated in the depths of the Bureau of Economic Analysis rather than determined by market forces, that the consumer price inflation has become detached from the actual reality. However, the details are of some use and increasingly likely to have a political bearing. City-level inflation and the price level and, to a lesser extent, the inflation rate of high-frequency purchases will be relevant to the US elections this November. But today, German February trade data showed a slowing of exports, with more of a decline than had been expected, although very few economists bother to forecast German trade data these days. Falling exports are not entirely unexpected, as consumers are still pivoting to having fun rather than buying goods, and Germany does not generally export the technology-focused products that are caught up with the artificial intelligence craze. It does suggest a lackluster economy for Germany, although it's worth remembering the very strong tendency for German data to start out pessimistic and then be revised higher. There's also a scattering of central bank speakers on the agenda. However, we are at the stage where it's unlikely that any of these speakers will alter expectations about central bank policy. It's clear that the European Central Bank is not going to be doing anything before June. For the Federal Reserve, the Powell policy errors have put so much emphasis on data that speeches from lesser members of the FOMC are unlikely to make a difference. The Bank of England perhaps offers a little more uncertainty, as does the Swedish Riksbank, so there perhaps there may be a glimmer of market interest. There are media reports of possible tensions between the US and China. US Treasury Secretary Yellen was warning China's corporates that they face significant consequences if their actions support Russia's war effort, and suggested that export-led growth for China is no longer practical. Meanwhile, the Financial Times reports that US President Biden is to warn about aggressive action by China in the South China Sea. The politics of this is perhaps inevitable, it being an election year in the United States. The economics of China's exports are also perhaps not unexpected. China has increased its share of global manufacturing and global trade to a level that has previously marked the upper limit for other countries. There's no economic limit, at least not in theory, but as China accounts for over a fifth of global manufactured exports overall, its actions become a very obvious political target. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.